Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Show hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Thursday evening with you. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves are underway right now. U.S. Open is kind of wrapping up here, and one of the great mystery courses, I guess, in the city of Los Angeles, where it's really not visible anywhere on the streets or anything like that. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. He is our guy in the know. He oversees Golf Bet for the PGA Tour. Will Gray joining us, and you can follow Will on his personal Twitter page at Will Gray Golf Bet. Will, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. And listen, clear up the mystery about what this course is, because it is the secretive course, I guess, that that they're playing at the Los Angeles Country Club.
Yeah, John, good to be with you, as always, for these big events. I mean, it's next to the Playboy Mansion, right? So it's
right.
Kind of sticking out. It's sticking out there. Not that hard to find out in La La Land, but it's been interesting to see. You know, I enjoy these tournaments. We've had a few of them at the U.S. Open in recent years. We get to see a new course, and this is one that, yes, they had the Pac-12 championships there about 10 years ago, and yes, they had a Walker Cup back in 2017, but this is really the first time that these pros are able to get their hands on this course. And so far, the scores are certainly much lower than we expected, but I think that that could change by the time we get to the weekend.
So help me understand, because this is an ultra-private club. Can guys who are going to play in this event play this course at any time, or only the week leading in? Or, I mean, help me understand about what exposure the guys in this tournament would have had to this course.
A lot of it depends on when you qualified, right? So with the U.S. Open, they do the sectional qualifying, where half of the field only qualified for this tournament on June 5th. So they've only known they've been in the field for a handful of days. So their practice would have had to happen afterwards. If you're someone like Rory McIlroy or Scottie Scheffler, that you're always in the majors, I'm sure, you know, if your agent talks to the head pro and if you want to come by on March 10th, they can probably sneak you in on the tee sheet. So a lot of it, as with many things in golf and in life, it depends on who you are and who you know. So if you're in the field the entire year, you can probably get in. But a lot of these guys didn't know they had qualified until about a week and a half ago.
So, Will, with this, we saw Ricky Fowler. I think he had the lowest round ever in U.S. Open history. You know, it doesn't feel like where we're looking at the scores of this thing with, you know, Fowler at 8-under, Schauffele at 8-under, Harmon at 5-under. This doesn't feel like a typical type of U.S. Open where, you know, again, guys have probably, I'm guessing probably guys have won the U.S. Open at 8-under.
Oh, for sure. I mean, guys have won the U.S. Open at even par before as well. So I think that, you know, as folks were getting to the course this morning, and there was a little bit of drizzle in the air and kind of the June gloom that the West Coast is known for. Once that settled in and the conditions were going to be just a little bit softer than they expected, you figured the low scores were on the horizon. The rest of the forecast for the rest of the week seems pretty good. So I absolutely think that if you were going to get it, you had to get it today, because it's going to get more difficult tomorrow, and certainly by the weekend, it's going to firm up and get much faster. So this could be something where, you know, 8-under leads on Thursday and 6-under leads on Friday and 4-under ends up winning this golf tournament. But at the same time, there is this element of the unknown course. The USGA, when they're setting it up, they're not sure exactly how they want to go with it. And it's shades of Erin Hills back when Brooks Koepka won in 2017, where the scores were just a lot lower than people thought they would be because they maybe went a little bit more conservative on how they set up the course early in the week.
You know, Will, I know this is probably a ridiculous question, but, you know, when you're playing on these courses, you know, how much does air quality and things like that play into all of this? I mean, we know about, you know, kind of the fog and the haze at times in L.A. and all that stuff. But, you know, does that factor into, you know, how you approach and play some of these courses in California?
Maybe Bryson has an air quality index guy with him on the range. I'm not sure. But, you know, I think that the biggest factor for golfers that they certainly take into account are twofold. One is altitude and the other is humidity, because those are going to affect how far the ball is going to travel in the air. So those are definitely, you know, when you go up in Colorado and you're hitting the ball a lot further than you'd expect, or, you know, when you're playing in Florida or Texas when it's really hot, sometimes the ball, you know, that changes things. I don't know that the air quality is going to be something that they factor, but it is, you know, an element of these guys. You know, on these cool mornings, the ball is going to go a lot shorter than it is if they play in the afternoon when the, you know, the marine layer burns off and the sun is warm and the temperature is 80 degrees at tee off as opposed to maybe 60 or 65. So those are definitely some factors that guys are considering. And the thought is that hopefully it balances out across the end of the week, that, you know, you have one early tee time, you have one late tee time, and then you sort out the rest over the weekend.
Is there anything to read into this leaderboard where, you know, it's a very top-heavy American leaderboard? Like, there's not very many international players. I mean, Rory's in fourth place, Siwoo Kim and Barjan, you know, tied for seventh. I mean, there's not very many foreign players in this. Is that just lack of exposure? Is there anything to read into this? I mean, you know, what makes this tournament so far so top-heavy with Americans?
I mean, I think, first of all, it's a numbers game. You've got a lot more Americans and a lot more Americans in the top 10, top 20, top 30 in the world rankings that then can play well. You know, Rory getting off to a strong start isn't a huge surprise. I think Victor Hovland from Norway was someone that a lot of people had circled as a potential contender, and he was a little slow out of the gates, although he did rebound later in his round. So, you know, it helps when the numbers are on your side and you've got a lot more potential candidates who could really play well and get up on the leaderboard. But maybe there is something to be said for, especially early this morning, it was the California vibe, right? A lot of the guys that were from the West Coast that know how to play these greens and these types of grasses, and maybe they've seen the course, either like Scottie Scheffler has played this course in the Walker Cup 6 years ago. Max Homa was a very popular pick early in the week because he shot a 61 at this course for a course record back in 2013 when he was at Cal, playing in the Pac-12 championship. So, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of course experience to go around, but the players that do know this course a little bit more than most are usually going to be the Americans.
Will Gray joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as he oversees Golf Bet for the PGA Tour. So give me a couple of names. I know you do the betting thing and you get involved in that. Couple of guys that have big odds that could really make some noise over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Ricky Fowler was someone that was absolutely on the short list. I mean, those odds have dwindled significantly in the last 12 hours as he shot that 62 and then was quickly matched by Xander Schauffele. But it's funny when you have a dynamic like this where you have two guys that are out and they're out so far ahead of the pack that you think essentially that they're probably going to drift back a little bit. So I think anyone in there at even par or anything in red numbers, you're going to be in good shape. But, you know, that's kind of how we're engineered to think about a U.S. Open is anytime you're under par, you're probably doing okay. So I think that this is a chance to get, you know, some of those guys. Like I said, Victor Hovland was someone that started slowly, and his odds are certainly much higher right now than they were at the start of the tournament. So if you're there and you feel like you're one under and, oh, my gosh, I'm trailing by seven shots, there's a lot of golf still to play. And I certainly think that the winning score, there's a good chance the winning score is less than the 8-under par mark that they're currently sitting at.
Do you think without a Tiger Woods in a tournament like this, that the uniqueness of the course, and it's a course that we never see and things like that. Do you think that that can drive some TV numbers? Do you think that TV numbers can maybe not approach Tiger kinds of levels, but, you know, certainly, you know, the I guess, unique factor about this course, can that be something that drives TV numbers?
I think that the unique factor of a course in Los Angeles will drive TV numbers more than the unique factor of a course in Wisconsin. You know, I think that right. there's a big piece of this is just the primetime viewing and the fact that for an East Coast audience, you're going to be playing until 11 o'clock p.m., you know, the next 3 days, the Saturday night third round. The leaders are going to tee off at probably 5 o'clock Eastern. So, you know, anytime you have a chance, especially with the sports calendar being at a little bit of a low point, you've already got the Stanley Cup Finals wrapped up, the NBA Finals wrapped up. This is going to take center stage this week, and you're going to have an opportunity for some primetime viewing hours, which as a fan, I think that's great. And certainly from a television executive side, that's probably good. And there's no coincidence that they continue to bounce back and forth. When you look at these U.S. Open venues over the last 5 or 6 years, it goes New York, you know, West Coast, Boston, West Coast. They're trying to capitalize on some of these big markets. And the opportunity to have a primetime audience like this in the middle of the summer is one that they don't want to pass up too often.
Okay, well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you some of the things that have gone on since we've last chatted. Obviously, as the PGA and LIV and everybody's, you know, coming together in some kumbaya kinds of moments, I think one of the things that I was most fascinated by is Jay Monahan talking about and kind of admitting about how contentious these meetings were when he met with players and talked through it. That, I mean, he talked about it being heated and, you know, wasn't, you know, warm and fuzzy. That, you know, again, I guess I didn't expect that from the commissioner to kind of be that brutally honest about, you know, the reaction from players, that, you know, it would have been a more kind of positive spin on everything. But I'll give him credit. I mean, he was brutally honest about what was really going on and that it was very contentious when they met with these guys about forming all of this together.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, he was certainly being as transparent as he could in the moment. I think mm-hmm. there were definitely some contentious moments and some contentious thoughts. You know, I think that right now the issue is whether you're, you know, a PGA Tour player or a PGA Tour employee or just a golf fan, you have more questions than answers about what this whole thing's going to look like. And it's going to take not only weeks but several months for this to kind of come to fruition, for people to understand the specifics behind the framework that was announced last week. And then, you know, you've got to have it's got to be voted by the policy board on the PGA Tour side. It's probably going to have to get passed by the Department of Justice on the federal side. So there are more hoops and obstacles to this thing than I care to count. And so right now, I love the fact that we have a chance to put the focus back on the golf and have a great tournament this week at LACC. But you're right. I mean, I think that a lot of people were caught off guard, and I think that that's understandable then to kind of react in that way when you have such monumental news. I mean, that was a where were you moment in the world of golf, no matter where you stand in the game. And from there, we're going to have to see how those pieces come together.
Is the best thing for the sport, is it for LIV to go away as quickly as possible and get some kind of resolution to what's going to be the future of golf? Because that's, I mean, look, it is a dividing line in the sand for some people. And obviously, you know, there are all kinds of rulings about, okay, if you were offered this money, you can get this. I mean, there's a lot of things I know that they're trying to work out with all of this. But is the best thing for the health of the sport of golf to finally just get the LIV tournament behind us in the rearview mirror and start focusing on whatever the PGA Tour is going to become?
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless of which side you're on in this discussion or battle or however you want to frame it, the best end result is to have the best players in the world playing together more than four times a year.
Right.
I think that the fractured landscape over the last year and a half or 2 years has been difficult, and it's been one that it's the biggest loss is for the fan and the viewer, right? Because now all of a sudden you don't know where to turn or which tournament to watch, or maybe you know the field has 70% or 80% of the guys that you're used to, and so I think that that's why it's an opportunity to celebrate these weeks like the U.S. Open and these majors, where, yes, you have, you know, Bryson and DJ and Phil and Koepka alongside all of the PGA Tour guys. But I think that long-term, the best end result for players, for tournament organizers, for fans, whatever, is to have all of those guys playing the same schedule week in and week out.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, Will, all I hope is that you get some of that live money. I hope you get some of that Saudi money because you always do a great job with us here, and we always appreciate it. You can check him out. He is overseeing Golf Bet for the PGA Tour. He's on Twitter at Will Gray Golf Bet, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Will, as always, man, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much for the time tonight, and we always look forward to chatting with you.
Oh, good, John. Thanks. Good to be with you, as always.
You got it. So, yeah, look, it's I tried to kind of softball a little bit because he does work for the PGA Tour, you know, and I mean, I don't know how much and how deep he wanted to get into it. I mean, you know, again, if he was with, you know, Golf Channel and, you know, the NBC Sports Bet, might have been a little different story. But I mean, he works for the PGA Tour now because he's overseeing Golf Bet. So I always appreciate Will's time, and he's always given great insight and in knowledge into everything. All right, coming back for the top of the hour, it will be the Falcons flyover. David Onyemata talks about this defense, plus PFF's wide receiver core rankings. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.